Chapter 5, Valentine's Day.
Yes, may I help you?
It's cold. Could we do this inside?
What the district attorney and I would like to know is Mr. Wayne at home, Alfred?
Unfortunately, no. You're welcome to wait. Although...
Sure. Nice dump.
You've never been to Wayne Manor before?
Oh, I got invited to one of his Halloween parties once. But like I told Gilda, I'm not somebody who likes dressing up. Even for millionaire Bruce Wayne.
What a shame, Mr. Dent. Master Bruce's masquerades are often quite amusing. Sirs, with it being Valentine's Day, I feel I would be derelict in my duty if I did not point out that... how should I put this? With someone of Master Bruce's popularity, he may not return for some time.
Harvey, you want to come back later? Harvey.
That picture. So that's Bruce's old man, huh? Say, Alfred, is it? You wouldn't happen to remember somebody named Falcone ever dropping by, would you? To see Dr. Thomas Wayne?
As I was saying, it being Valentine's Day, surely you must have other obligations. Captain Gordon, how is Mrs. Gordon? We have not seen her in some time.
Barbara. Harvey, did you remember to get anything for Gilda?
No. And she's gonna kill me.
Gotham Cemetery. Valentine's Day. In front of a large tombstone engraved with the name Alberto Falcone. A father pays his respects with a rose. Is it worth it?
Who the...
Is it? Carmine the Roman Falcone. Gotham City's untouchable crime lord. On New Year's Eve, the serial killer the newspapers call Holiday took the life of his son, proving, once again, that each of us is touchable.
Is what worth it?
The price.
What the hell are you talking about?
Your son.
Alberto was never involved in my business.
Either directly or indirectly. How many other innocent sons have you destroyed?
Nobody, and I mean nobody, speaks to me this way.
He presses down his finger to fire. I begin to dodge, but I don't have to.
Hey!
Catwoman.
That's me.
Again, each time I've been near the Roman, she appears. I intend to find out why. You've been away. I'm able to catch her, grabbing her from behind.
I guess that's the same as thanks for saving my life.
You don't think I could have taken that little gun from that little man? She takes out her claws.
Jealous?
You should have stayed away. I grab them, grab her hand. Valentine's night. Selina Kyle. I got here as quick as I could.
Me too. You cut yourself shaving, Bruce? Your lip. You should have someone do that for you.
Alfred has offered more than once.
I meant someone with a more feminine touch.
Would the gentleman like to buy the lady a rose?
A hooded woman approaches us.
Here, my treat.
Selina, I take the rose and it pricks me.
Ow.
This isn't your night for cuts.
Oh, I'm so sorry. The thorns.
It's all right, I'm fine.
Yes, you are.
Here, your payment.
Mr. Maroney, this is too much.
Nothing's too much for a friend of Sal Maroney. And you are my friend, aren't you, Voinen?
Oh, of course, Mr. Maroney, but...
You got no date tonight, Voinen? You want to stay for dinner?
Mr. Maroney, my employer, Mr. Dent, the district attorney, he's targeted you, sir. He believes you're the weak link of the Falcone organization.
He does he? Come on, Voinen. You have the feel. It's the best in the city.
Meanwhile, in a car outside...
He'll kill us if he finds us here.
You want to stand outside and freeze your ass off, be my guest. Way I figure it, Mr. Maroney's got half a dozen more men inside. After the Joker incident, nobody's getting near the place. All I know is my girl didn't like it one bit when I told her I had to work tonight. Valentine's Day.
So, genius, who do you think this hard to killer is?
Back inside, Maroney finds his restaurant as shot up as the blazing car outside.
No. No! No!
And outside, he finds a box of chocolates in the shape of a heart.
Holiday. Okay.
You want war? I'll give you war!
The Gordon's house.
I was wondering when you'd get home.
Barbara, I know I've told you this too many times, but I'm sorry. Here, I got you a box of chocolate.
Shh. It can never be too many times.
The Dent house.
Oh, Harvey. Oh, what time is it?
It's late. Here, a little box of chocolates I picked up.
Thank you. Heart-shaped. Mmm, how sweet.
Happy Valentine's Day, Gilda.
Home.
Sir, how did your meeting with Miss Kyle go? Master Bruce? I'll take it that it went well, judging from the attention you're giving that rose rather than me.
I hear his words, but they cannot reach me. All I care about is who is waiting for me outside in the garden.
Come. That's it. You know, you can't resist me. No man can.
Batman The Long Halloween, Chapter 5, starring Omri Rose as Batman and Bruce Wayne, Natalie Winter as Catwoman and Selina Kyle, Drew Kalen as Carmine Falcone, Jeannie McGuinness as Poison Ivy and Gilda Dent, Rex Anderson as Captain James Gordon, Ray Bullock Jr. as Harvey Dent, Sarah Langton as Barbara Gordon, Stephen Chesterton as Alfred, Jason Rivers as Salvatore Maroney, Kevin Gaddy as Vernon, Mr. John as the Thug Outside. Music by Declan Gilgallon. Written by Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale. Adapted for audio by Carl Dutton. Batman and all characters therein are copyright of DC Entertainment. This is a fan production with no affiliations.